Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetra speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I assist you?
Yes. I had a question. I was looking at my bank statement, and all of a sudden, I see a $59.89 that was deducted from my account, and I was wondering what that was. So the lady, the one that I just talked to, she said that it had something to do with meal.
It has something to do with what now?
Something to do with meals.
Okay.
And she said that she was going to go ahead and cancel the any further whatever it was. And I'm trying to figure this out. And she said that she was that I don't know what it is, but I like to get my the $59.89 put back in my account.
Okay. Provide me with your verify your shipping address for me.
625 West 24th Street, Farmington, New Mexico.
Thank you. I do see here this is for our contest entry. All right. And this is also for a meal planner.
Okay. And I don't understand how that. And I noticed that they did also did one back on 4/14. I looked it back on it, and what was I supposed to have gotten? That's my question.
Right, this is for a meal planner and an Evo trainer. I mean, not Evo trainer, but it's for a meal planner and a contest entry. Do you remember entering for a chance to win like an iPhone, iPad, Dyson vacuum cleaner, a blender, PlayStation 4, anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of. So if it's an entry for I don't understand why they're taking money out of my account to do an entry.
All right, because it's also for a meal planner.
I don't know what the meal planner is, and I haven't received anything yet. Rather, if it's a book, a meal. I don't know what it is, but I have not received nothing yet.
Okay. Do you think anybody in your household maybe did this?
My kids are small. And my son doesn't have anything to do with it. They have not received anything yet, neither. That's why I'm trying to figure out what's going on with it.
Okay. All right, well, what I can do for you, if you're sure you didn't order this.
No.
If you're sure you didn't order this.
I am sure.
Okay. Like I said, if you're sure you didn't order this, we can put this under a fraud investigation.
That's
First,
fine.
though, we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP address on the account so they can verify where the actual charge is ordered from. During that fraud investigation, that do you prosecute for fraud or process fraud charges? But if you don't want to go through fraud, we offer a courtesy refund amount.
That's all I ask for is a refund. Like I said, all of a sudden on 4/14, there was a $59.89 that was taken out, on which is today, this morning. $59.89 was taken out again. I'd like to have these two amounts refunded back to me because I had nothing to do with it. I don't even know. I have not received any products or anything. And I don't understand why I have to be charged with that amount for something I haven't received at all.
Okay. Well, like I said, if you're a street artist, we can go through fraud. If you don't want to go through fraud, we do a 75% refund.
Okay, for both of them?
It'll be if you don't want to go through fraud, it'll be a 75% refund for just one of the charges.
That's what I'm asking. What is the amount?
What is the amount of 75%?
Yes.
That'd be $44.
What about the the one that was deducted on 4/14/22?
Okay, that's what I was saying, man. If you want to go through fraud, and you want to prove both of those charges as a fraudulent charge, it will only be if you choose fraud, it'll be for both of those charges. If you don't want to go through fraud, you only get 75% of the most recent charge, ma'am.
Yes, I will go ahead and go with the fraud then, because apparently I, for some odd reason, this is not what I was expecting. And it's not fair that I have to get 75% back and not get the other one back. So what you're saying is I'm only going to get $44 back, and the amount that was taken out was $59.89 twice, but I'm going to only get $44 back, which was not my fault.
I mean, that's only if you don't want to prove it as a fraudulent charge, ma'am. That's the only thing the 75% is for. All right. Well, just provide me a few seconds while I input that fraud, ma'am. Hello?
Yes, I'm still
okay.
Here.
Just make sure. All right, ma'am. While the fraud is going on, we're going to issue the full refunds for you. It's going to go back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. You're going to get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know the account has been canceled and refunded. If we do need any more information from you during that fraud, we'll contact you. And is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's all. And then, by any chance, you don't have another, that evolution body, is that one of the, is that one of you guys' company as well, or?
How much is the charge?
That one is for $39.99, and it says Evolution Body Star Health on it, and that one was taken out on 5/4/22.
No, ma'am, that's not ours for here.
Okay, it seems like I'm gonna have to close my account.
I personally wouldn't know what you should do, unfortunately.
Okay, well, I guess I will be expecting a call from the fraud people.
No problem. Well, yeah, the account is canceled and it has been refunded.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.